Welcome to the Academy of Remote Viewing in US Course. Remote influencing thought and reality. With this course, you will learn to remote influence thought and through it create your reality. We are about to embark on a stupendous journey. A journey through the wonders of your inner mind, the inner magical world of yourself. This course, in its entirety, is about you. You will discover your infinite power, your power to change and affect your entire world, to influence your life as well as others for the better. This power, your birthright, awaits within you. It has nothing to do with money, social status, or education. It is the power of manifesting your thoughts. It is an inner force that all of you possess, which will apply its infinite power to accommodate and project to you the world that you desire, the reality that you truly envision, with a dedicated mental imaginative concentration. Since this world slash matrix has managed to trap you and convince you of the idea of scarcity and limitations, you will be taught to go beyond the linear restrictions that you currently believe in. You are the most important part of your creation. You, the corporate executive, construction worker, student, child, nurse, retired person, artist, doctor, taxi driver, scientist, politician, etc. All of you are equally important. Not only to yourselves, but also to this shared dream we call our world. As you watch the world around you, many of you think that it is irremediably flawed. Many of you have not realized that it need not be so. We each have a choice, along with the ultimate power of creation, which is to create. The power to manifest thoughts and remote influence reality is within us, as is the power to de-energize old memories, thought patterns, and habits. Untapped within you until now. It is your power to reprogram new realities, new vistas, and new dreams for our world. You are as much the sons and daughters of God as being God, the One Himself. No matter what is your biological gender, man and woman alike. Throughout this course, the masculine term is used for all forms of creative thought. For it metaphorically expresses within the inner high creative realms the desire to expand and project one's creative seed within the warm nurturing element that the feminine aspect represents as the carrier of life in all of its manifestations. The masculine aspect represents the expansive, creative element of life, the yang energy, while the feminine aspect represents contraction, the housing for the yang energy, nurturing, loving, and structuring. The feminine aspect being Mother Nature, and humankind, the masculine creative aspect, men and women alike. You are all parts of the One. The Son as you is but the manifestation of the Father as your subconscious higher self, who will manifest to you the reality that you have highly energized and believed in through the housing that the Mother, manifesting and vibrating matter, will permit within her operational rules. You all originate from the ultimate energy, and as such, you maintain and carry the characteristics of the One Mind, the One Self, which is the power to affect reality through thought and its manifestation. When it blends with high energy, the Sun as the manifestation of thought that you experience is the Father. The Father as your deepest subconscious thought, as your over self, will become the Sun as the manifestation of it, which is what is then experienced by you as your reality. What you believe within, at the level of your subconscious mind, is what you are, you project, and what you experience. What you are is what you manifest. What within, so without. Nevertheless, what without is not what is necessarily within. You do not necessarily consciously think what you experience without. The Son is not all of the Father in perception. Not yet. He is not the over-self yet. However, they were, are, and will always remain but one.
For the conscious, slow, or critical mind
does not necessarily realize that it is creating its whole world by the thoughts that it carries at the level of the highly energized subconscious thought realm of the Father. The Father as the Creator is the Son as the created and creation. The Father expresses Himself through the Son. He begets the Son and the world that the Son is surrounded with. For that, the Father enters the feminine subconscious aspect of Mother Nature, who vibrates and keeps the vibratory light programming of matter. In that creative act, Mother Nature then gives birth to the projected reality of the Son. You are all the Father's active sons, men and women alike. You are the active parts. What you think is what the Father projects to you who is Him. First you as the Son thinks, and then the Father as your subconscious or self projects the thoughts that you are absolutely convinced of. The thoughts that you entertain without any feeling of doubt, with blind faith. These thoughts become part of the thought processes of the Father within your deep subconscious, which are then immediately made creative, energized, projected, and manifested by the Father for you to experience and act within that experience. However, the Son also influences the Father by his thoughts. You influence the One. This is how the One needs to create. The Father has therefore also created potential hell. There is no hell outside of created hell, created by us or Him within creation, within our created world. The feedback to our actions is right here within the universe, from within. The One cannot be in hell within the notion of One. Only through the separation of Himself into the many perceived separations as human beings can He restrict Himself into having a hellish experience. A hellish experience that can always be avoided if we were to understand and apply the key to creation, the key to manifestation. If we were to understand the key to remote influencing thought and through it reality, this is the way of creation. The key is to always see reality and things as flowing and operating from the One, as the Father, onto you, the many, as His manifestations, not reversed. To understand that all of you is still the One, because at the deepest level of yourself, you are the is, the one only being. The multiplicity of beings only exists within the imagination of the One. Nevertheless, all of the sons, as conscious linear thought processes, within the illusion of space-time, is the Father who is the One, not are the Father. The many is still One, and are still the One. The Son is the expression of the Father, the manifestation of it. If the conscious mind, as it watches life and its perceived outside world, thinks and becomes convinced with blind faith of something, the Father, as the collective inner subconscious realm, will manifest and project that reality to the Son, who is but the projection of the Father within the realm of creation. Nevertheless, the Son rules over the Father by the power of his beliefs, the power of blind faith. The outside world does not influence the Father as the source of manifestation. It only influences us. It tests us. And is part of our learning and evolutionary process. It influences us by projecting to us the concepts that we believe in about ourselves and our reality. The outside reality influences us by continuing to operate often within undesirable paths that we inherit and or develop due to our individual memories and or collective ones. And these undesirable paths may be yours unless you care enough about the path of creation by being willing to try to remote influence the Father who is the source of manifestation, therefore claiming your birthright as humankind. Listen to me well. You all can and should do this. Every single human entity that lives, lived, and will ever live is given this power by the original intent and law of the Father, who is your inner, deepest subconscious self, your over self. You hold within yourself the power to save yourself and all of your world, no matter who you are, just by the power of thought. You can and should be the savior of your creation. All of you have been given the power to influence the Father. This is the real power of creation, the real power of free will, the power given to all without exception. From the time you open your eyes at birth until you close them at death, this power is the power of love, of care about your reality and your world, all of it. For you can influence all of it only by your thought, as far as you can possibly conceive of it. This power has no boundaries and will accept none, for all beings are parts of the One. This power easily transcends space and time, for it originates outside of it. It originates from within the realm of energized thought, within your subconscious self, within your collective self, that you can and should religiously explore and reclaim. The majority of books about positive thinking have only scratched the surface of this deep truth and reality. The Godliness said, as he defines himself, I am that I am. I am as the Father, that I am as the Son, as the projected reality and projection. The Son as yourself needs to understand that you as the Son experiencing the projected reality of your world is but the Father, as the subconscious over-self that operates for now below the threshold of your conscious awareness. You need to become aware that the Father as your higher subconscious and realm projects to you that very reality based on beliefs that you input within your subconscious belief system. And you as the Son need to realize that you, the Son, and the Father are but one, the One. So that as this realization is made yours, the subconscious realm will slowly become part your conscious awareness and translate into an awareness of being the total self, the one himself, the level of pure, unrestricted thought. And then the key of being the father or the king will be yours. And you will create with the full power of the one, the reality of a world for which you will then care very much about, for it will be your creation, your world, created by you, with full perception and participation. A new Garden of Eden, a witness to your ultimate realization that you will cherish and keep watering with your careful thoughts. For the emphasis should be that you are but the one himself, restricting himself into believing that he is many. And then you will operate under the old divine rule of I will be that I will be, which means that anything you believe that you are will eventually be projected to you as the one by the one. For it is the birthright of the king as the son to be given back the kingdom as the father, as the realization that you always were and are an expression of the Father, of the absolute, only reality. That you and the Father are and were always one, not two. Although you perceive yourselves as being separate, it is for you to become aware that the door to the kingdom was always ready to be unlocked, that the key was and is within you. The bad news being that the Son, as you, had forgotten about the kingdom and the fact that you were and are it, thinking mistakenly and being fed the thought that if it existed at all, it was not part of your dominion, of your birthright, and that only highly begotten souls or elected ones could reach this open inner door due to their merit, travail, or perceive multiple incarnations. The One is the only one really reincarnating. Period. The many do not. Learn to see things from the one to the many, not reverse. Even though you find yourself at the perception of the many, understand that you are all the one, and as such, you always go back ultimately to the one. Certain specific memory banks can be re-energized and projected again in creation. But it is always nevertheless the one that is reincarnating under the costume of these past pre-programmed characteristics. The many can unify their thoughts while they operate in creation as the perceived many and create a reality that is full of joy, laughter, and unlimited resources. They can express a reality of unification and peace by carrying the notion and understanding of the One, and hence experience a reality of limitless empowerment of the individual for all of his or her reality, all of his or her world, the world of the One, that the subconscious One projects and dreams for the many. And therefore, one can regain the new garden, the new paradise, here on this magnificent planet of ours, our home, Earth. Not in some spiritual realm, neither in space. Created and maintained by your thoughts, your desires. The challenge is here, and both the reward or the punishment is here and now, not there and then. The key to the One is to learn and understand that all you need to do is influence it by learning to be it, to become it, to realize that it is, was, and will always be you. To become all of you, all of your higher self. This is the real rapture that the scriptures predict, when the realization of being the kingdom and having the kingly powers is here and now, understood by all, and a new, beautiful matrix / reality is to be experienced by all of you as manifestations of the One. In this course, you will learn and understand that you need to religiously monitor and learn to influence your subconscious realm, the inner kingdom, and approach with full awareness this abode of the One Infinite Power, the Father of you all. And hence we integrate the awareness of being the one and only Creator who is you as the totality of you. In this course, we will teach you how to access this unlimited power and love yourself and all of your creation. For in doing so and caring enough about it, you will change all of it. You will save all of it. You will use the high and unlimited power of creative ability that you have been given as a birthright as the Son. You will learn to explore the real kingdom, which is the inner kingdom of the One, the inner kingdom of the Self, who you all are, with no exception. Nevertheless, I can hear many of you saying that this notion is ridiculous, that you can barely manage and handle your immediate world, that you certainly cannot be made responsible for the ills of this world. You are aware of them, but refuse to accept responsibilities for the world at large that you have inherited and are witnessing. You can only and will only take care of your neck of the woods, your family, maybe your community, and leave the rest of reality to others to handle and or bother with. You proclaim that the root of evil is outside of you, beyond you, and certainly cannot be overcome and handled by you. That you will leave others or some ultimate higher force to address it. That although you care, you cannot handle and dispose of all of it. Well, dear friends, the kingdom of heaven is within. Heaven being the realm of the deep subconscious. Let me repeat this. Repeat it to yourself constantly until you integrate this absolute truth, this key to salvation. Meditate on it. make it a mantra. The kingdom is within, not without. And at the highest level of yourself, you are the king, the ultimate reality, the one himself, a level of pure, unlimited thought. You have the ultimate power. All of you do. The power of the one. The power to energize and manifest thoughts into reality. The power to remote influence events, individuals, or a group, no matter how perceptually big and distant they are. There is no real reason for evil to be perceived as being outside of us, for it is not. As part of the kingdom, it is within. In this world of duality, both good intentions and bad ones are all within, not without. I see you coming. Hold on, you scream. Are you going now to imply that I am also evil? That there are no external, purposely created dark forces that die to enslave us, to rob us of our enlightenment into the divine realm? Of course they exist. They are but your thoughts as an individual self, and the collective sum of the thoughts that you agree upon and manifest collectively. It is only you who can change you. No one else can. No one will do it for you. It never happened before, and it never will. You can only be shown the way, given a message. It is up to you to walk the path and listen. The message is the essence. The messenger is irrelevant. It is but the one himself. And so are you. We are all the experience, the test tube. The one, at the level of the one, is not the experience. It is the solution, the answer to making the experience a successful one. You know, not so many years ago, the idea of an active subconscious realm was a very questioned notion. It is only with the advent of modern psychological research, the recent interest in so-called mystical knowledge of old, and especially the advances in scientific biological research, that we have all come to accept the reality of an extremely intelligent subconscious realm. Subconscious because it operates below our waking awareness. We all know, for instance, from cellular DNA research, that each cell within our biology has millions of extremely complex coordinated parallel operations that occur each second of our lives. The subconscious is widely held responsible for this incredible creative act of life sustenance. During every moment of our lives, and for the totality of it, it regulates and triggers trillions of extremely complex parallel actions that it all carefully monitors for approximately 82 trillions of very specialized cells that form our biological embodiment. None of us is really conscious of the extraordinary effort of high intelligence and precise decision-making that is required to keep each and every individual alive a single moment more. Were we to become aware of it, we would be in a state of constant and infinite awe at the level of parallel thought processing required and achieved. Our ego, often prevents such an awareness to disturb our comfortable sense of superiority and isolation. This is why we are so highly insistent on trying to put a physical location to our subconscious processes, life program, fate, and control over it. We want to be the individualized carrier and lone manifestation of ourselves. Well, let me reassure you, there is good news on the horizon. Not only are you the lone carrier of the information code that makes you, not only can your thoughts affect your biological being and health through subconscious processes, but you also carry the fate of your universe within you. Your thoughts define the type of universes you experience. Within the infinite possible probable futures of the Father, the permanent quantum soup. Not only do you remote influence your subconscious processes relating to your health, but you will soon discover that you remote influence all of your reality, including the thoughts of others. You carry your subconscious realm, which is the one Father within yourself, the one collective unconscious of all creations, all of it, each and every one of you. You all are conscious, individual extensions of Him. Soon we will know and realize that we all are parts of a subconscious realm that does much more than just regulate biological processes, for it projects all of reality. It projects within the biological realm all biological embodiments. And without it, the perceptual world of matter and energy, using the loving embodiment of the mother of it all, the real feminine nurturing aspect, Mother Nature, who carries all of creation inside of her womb and manifests it for her progeny, humankind and nature alike.
You will soon integrate the fact that our slow-paced, restricted linear thinking processes operating within time and space are but very limited expressions of many possible forms of thought. That thought need not be at all linear, and certainly is not so at the level of your subconscious, the level of the kingdom. All of our world is but a dance of energies. Your material biological body is but a holographic expression of light created within an invisible matrix of subtle energy that is as yet unknown to science and has often been suspected and called the etheric body. This matrix is part of the real ether of our universe. The One Himself acts as the central operational command and control center of all creations, connected to our matrix, our DNA, and all life. For instance, even though the DNA stores the hardware program of biology, the software instruction sets is part of an, as of now, unknown biological matrix that operates upon us from within the realm of vibratory light. A domain that science will soon explore for you are but holographic expressions of the Father, sons of His essence, His being. Well, all this is rather dandy and lofty, you think, but how will this wonderful realization be achieved in reality? You have witnessed an uncountable number of people trying to project positive realities. Only a small percentage ever seem to manifest them, and often haphazardly so. What about the rest? Practically speaking, what is the key that I'm referring to? Just thinking and affirming positive thoughts for yourself and the world does not seem to be enough. In fact, you are correct in this assumption. There is an energizing process that needs to be addressed, understood, and mastered before you become a powerful creator of reality. This key is as follows: the highest level of yourself, as your deep inner subconscious core, creates and projects your reality based on the thought processes that you have about yourself and others as your world. Nevertheless, the closer to its realm of awareness you position yourself, the more that inner deep creative level of the One Himself will pay attention to your conscious thoughts, and the faster they will manifest. This is a universal rule for any consciousness. Consciousness, including the consciousness of the One, will pay more attention to what it is more conscious of, and less attention to what it is more distant from and less conscious of. Therefore, the deeper within your inner self you position your conscious awareness, the more attention and concentration your inner desires and beliefs will get from the Father, who is positioned all the way inside your subconscious realm at the level of the One. The One reality that interconnects everything and everyone, and is therefore able to create everything for everyone. Real power comes from within oneself, never without. For it is the power of the One, the power of the ultimate creator of reality, the ultimate energy of the universe. The deeper you find yourself within the exploration of your inner kingdom, the closer you get to the level of the One Mind, and therefore, the more energized your thoughts become, for they are getting closer to His awareness. And then you, as the One Father, pay therefore more highly energized attention to your conscious thoughts, and reverberate more faithfully their reality to you and your world. Which is equivalent to saying that you, at your lower level of conscious awareness, are becoming closer to the awareness of being the One, and projecting at the same time all of reality to yourself. The key is to become more aware of being the One, to focus all of your attention on that notion, on the notion that you, all others, and all of your universe are the One Himself, the Father within. This is accomplished by focusing on your inner realm of the over-self that always is eternally so. This is the key to the ultimate power, the key to powerfully remote influence thought and therefore reality, the key to the One, your key to the garden and to eternity. This is your birthright, all of you as the One. This is the divine key that is given to every single consciousness that is part of the One and therefore connected to the One. This is the real meaning of the message given long ago and often misconstrued of I and my Father are one, but my Father is greater than I. The I as your sense of self, your conscious linear awareness, is but identical to and an extension of your subconscious parallel thought processes. I, as of myself, can do nothing. The slow-paced, restricted linear intellect that we all so cherish and is often such a source of human vanity is but a small, infinitesimal portion of the infinite, pure thought processes of the Father that we all carry. Nevertheless, the Father, the One, as the sum and source of all possible awarenesses, is by far greater than your conscious linear sense of self. The subconscious realm of the Father is infinitely greater than the linear parts that make and define you. The luminaries who have remained conscious of themselves when at the level of the Father can only witness His light and not His thought processes, for these transcend any slow linear understanding and are part of the dominion of the Father. Some of these enlightened beings have even mistakenly perceived that this domain is passive and thoughtless, when in reality it is but thought itself. Infinite intelligence itself, but in a form of pure thought that we cannot, as human beings, perceive or comprehend. The Father within me, He does the work. The subconscious creates the reality of life, which the linear conscious awareness perceives. The subconscious mind is what man is, while the conscious mind is only what man knows. It is essential that you understand that the reality that you perceive around you is a sensory visual. If you desire to powerfully remote influence reality, you need to understand the relationship between energy and thought. This relationship defines the act of creation. As you observe your world, understand that behind it, whether in people, circumstances, or material bodies, there was and is a thought and energy relationship. There was originally remote influencing that created everything. So that if you want to manifest something, create something, influence something, you need to understand the relationship between thought and energy, the marriage between thought and energy. Whenever thought and energy marry, they immediately create. So that in order to remote influence, You must know how to mix thought and energy. You must learn to control your thoughts and increase your energy. This course will teach you to do both.
As we stated before, the deeper you get within your own inner mind, the more powerful your thoughts become, and the more immediate and consistent the manifestations are, for good or for bad. Your desires will be dreamed by your subconscious mind into becoming your reality, and so will your fears. As a matter of fact, your fears will most probably manifest more rapidly because most humans tend to remain focused on and therefore energized anxiety-causing thoughts for quite a long period of time, as they constantly ruminate them in the back of their mind. While many of us sadly cannot even stay focused more than a couple of minutes a day on thoughts pertaining to what we truly desire and know that we need, our levels of mind have been defined in the last century by behavior scientists based on electrical brain research, and basically separated into four distinct levels of mental awareness. Our daily active waking state is called the beta state of mind and is characterized by brain waves oscillating between 14 and 30 times per second. The inner relaxed daydreaming state is called the alpha state and is characterized by brainwaves ranging between 7 and 14 cycles per second. When we relax our mind even further, by detaching even more from our external reality, we dip into the theta state, that is characterized by brainwaves oscillating between 4 and 7 cycles per second. This is the mind state that we all enter just before falling asleep and just upon awakening from it. When we relax even further, our mind enters the domain of the subconscious, and we, at least most of us, lose conscious awareness and fall asleep. This level of deep mind subconscious operation is called the delta level and is characterized by brainwaves oscillating between 1 and 4 times per second. The deeper within your inner self you position your conscious thoughts, the more powerfully energized your thoughts become, and the more faithfully they manifest. That is why you should be very careful as to which thoughts you espouse as you are in a so-called altered state of awareness. The deeper the state, the more powerfully they will manifest. For instance, the mere act of watching a movie, television, or listening to beat music will put any one of you almost instantly in an altered alpha state of mind. At that level, thoughts will manifest much more faithfully and rapidly than in the full awake beta mode. The critical factor that only the beta mind possesses, and that allows it to filter and perceive which thoughts are its own, blurs more and more as you enter deeper states of mind. At the deeper levels of mind, any thoughts that you are exposed to are made your own thoughts and are often energized by feelings and emotions which run with more intensity at these levels. The notion of the many thoughts really being part of the one becomes more and more real, as external suggestive ideas are automatically perceived as being your own
manifested within your reality. The line of demarcation between the notion of yourself and the notion of the other as another individual becomes very obscure, because for the subconscious, the many are but an illusion. For it, outside reality and inner one are but one. Below your level of mental conscious awareness, there is a vast region in your subconscious that operates very much like a computer, that a storage area. So that if any energized thoughts reach it indirectly, by passing through the filter of the critical beta level, or directly by bypassing the critical beta mind, they will be accepted as endogenous ones. Your subconscious will perceive them as your own, no matter whether those thoughts are purely yours or originate from others. And they will therefore influence you and your whole reality. At that level, any thought is constantly remote influencing the thoughts of others and the reality of your world, mostly unconsciously so. That is why watching dramatic, violent, and fearful situations on television or in movie theaters will have great impact on the inner subconscious realm of the many sons of the One, and bring about great manifestations of fear and violence within the inner and external reality of humankind. No one is really immune to the insidious and potentially harmful effect of many of the messages carried by audio and visual media and by group consciousness. To believe otherwise is to erroneously believe that one is less subject than another to the eternal law of the One creative mind. Although, after having received the suggestive effects of creative thoughts from a deep energized level of mind, critical reasoning does indeed return, it is universally ineffective in rejecting and blocking their programming effect. As the recent unfortunate examples of Nazi Germany and Eastern Communist doctrines have so dramatically shown, many highly discriminating advanced modern minds were easily swayed and changed by creative suggestive thoughts that were skillfully applied to them. One day, unintentionally slipped into an altered state of awareness while partaking in mass political rallies or assemblies. These suggestions easily bypassed their critical conscious judgment. In our world, many governmental institutions, industrial and business concerns, and so-called spiritual institutions have become very aware of the programming effectiveness of mass media and are using this very potent tool of mass mind control to their advantage, as they are skillfully ensnaring more and more minds towards their global agendas. Mental subjugation is much more insidious and enduring than physical control. For it attempts to conquer and breach the last and ultimate stand of real freedom, the inner world of the self, the domain of the one himself, the domain of free will. This is why, dear friends, as you are going to be taught how to get out of and overcome this matrix / system of mind enslavement by others, and will be shown how to reach very deep and at the same time energizing levels of mind, you will be warned to think very carefully as to which thought you want to bring in, energize and manifest. You will be warned never to allow foreign thoughts which are not your own to enter directly your subconscious realm without having had the opportunity to critically review them first, using the filtering mechanisms of your conscious beta awareness. Otherwise, you will be allowing foreign masters to enslave you. Understand that if any thought has passed the level of your critical judgment and is already part of your inner subconscious realm, it cannot be easily undone unless you access it consciously and learn to replace it with another one that you energize even more. You will be shown why it is so imperative to protect your mind and the minds of the ones you care for from the mental programming forces of undesirable thoughts that do then manifest as realities. You will be taught the art of mental self-defense, the only self-defense that is really eternally necessary, for it involves the only creative mechanism, the mirroring of your inner thought processes into your perceived outer reality. As within, so without. You will be encouraged to use your right to free creative will by embracing the freedom of choosing thoughts, the freedom of choosing which thoughts will be yours and which will not. You will regain your divine power. You will regain your freedom. You will never again blindly accept the thoughts of others, the doctrines of others, the writings of others. Within the depth of yourself, that these are the thoughts that you want to see manifested within your reality, within your world. You will learn to decide and discriminate whether you want to accept as yours the thoughts that were programmed and imposed into your subconscious by your close family, your societal structures, educational system, and your spiritual upbringing. Your mind is the highest coveted prize for the ones that need and desire to bring you under their control. you will never again feel that your thoughts are inadequate versus the thoughts of masters, gurus, teachers, or so-called advisors and specialists. You will become the only shepherd guiding the flock of your thoughts, your reality, and not the sheep of fate anymore. You will go beyond the notion of inexorable fate, such as astrological programming, karma debt, etc., for they enslave you. By believing in them, you make them your reality in this system of low-level matrix operation. You are and should be the only one writing the book of your life online as you go. No one else should. You are all the one. You are free right now of any pre-programmed belief system that enslaves you. It only takes a decision, yours. And as such, you have access to the infinite wisdom and intelligence of the One within yourself, within the One, not without. There is nothing for you to really gain from rigid outside doctrines and theories. The ones that you make yours always become part of you and define your reality. They only confuse truth. Truth is simple and always accessible from within, not without. The kingdom of heaven is within, without the need for any outside accessory or indoctrination. Salvation comes from within, not from without. From within your highly creative womb, using the only divine power given to all humans alike, the power of thought. You are the only master that there really can be, and are only enslaved by your own thoughts, the thoughts that you accept about yourself and your world. Your world, in all of its details, is your consciousness objectified. As in heaven, so on earth. It is capital for you to understand that you never really attract to yourself what you want, but always attract to yourself what you believe you are and what you believe your world is. Ponder on this. Thoughts are real things, and much more real than the external material world. And as such, you should show them great respect, as you understand their creative power and the mechanism by which they manifest reality within your outer world. This is why it is imperative for you, especially when dipping into a relaxed, altered state, to exhibit a strong discriminating mind that shuts off foreign thoughts and allows in only thoughts that you know are beneficiary to your reality and to humankind at large.
you will understand that since children naturally operate most of their waking lives in an altered state, they are powerful creators of reality. And influenced by thought alone, as sons of the One, their world, which is yours, you will therefore exercise judgment and parental love in trying to expose them only to thoughts of love, happiness, laughter, and care. For these thoughts become thenceforth the world that they will reflect. Children are not only involved in the programming of future realities, but are creating the world of the now, the present reality, all of it. I like you, and certainly no less. Their imaginative simplicity and easy faith allows them to always partake of the key to the One, as was told of old, "Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." And get younger in spirit. And by doing so, you will rise up from the dust of the earth, which means the matrix. The key to manifestation is in your thoughts, your beliefs about yourself and your world. Believe that bad things might possibly happen, and sure enough, before you know it, they are yours to experience. Believe that good things are your fate, and sure enough, they will manifest around you as long as you so trust, with blind faith and without any doubt. Smile at the world, and the world will smile back at you. Hate the world or disrespect it, and sure enough, it will hate you back or show you disrespect. Ignore the world or segments of its operations, and it will ignore you back in turn. The interaction of the universe with you is but an interactive mirror of your beliefs. It is the beliefs that exist within your own inner subconscious mind about yourself, others, and your reality that are being projected to your beta linear awareness as they are being materialized to your conscious mind. The mysterious way by which this is actually done is the ultimate secret of the Father. You are but the progeny and witness to its manifestation. The I am that I am principle works for the godliness and all of its individual parts as human beings. You truly are what you believe you are. And you will become what you believe you will become. Understand that your reality needs to operate from cause to effect, from past to future, from left to right, in a clockwise manner, at your conscious level of awareness. But also understand that in order for you to perceive this order of flow of time and events, your mirror image, as the realm of the Father, needs to operate from effect
to cause, from future to past, from right to left, in a counterclockwise fashion. Your Father creates the causes that will bring about the future that you truly desire and energize. So the key is to only energize the effects that you want, and let the deep subconscious realm of the Father manifest the causes that will lead you to experience the future that you truly believe in, that you strongly energize. They will appear to you to choose from, and you will then know to act upon them and bring about the desired reality. Only think about your goals and not about the means needed to achieve them. For in doing so, you would restrict the Father in his choices of creative causes that will bring about the experience you desire. You and the Father meet in the experience of the now, the present. This is the real present, the holy gift from the Father to his Son, based on the desires and thoughts of his Son.